Welcome to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. I'm your host, Julia Jorn, and I live and work in Round Top in beautiful Greene County. Come along with me as I meander through the Hudson Valley, the Northern Catskills, the Capital Region, and beyond to interview the people behind the special spots and hidden gems that make our area of New York State and our collective community both distinct and diverse. You'll likely discover that you don't have to travel too far to pay them a visit. They may already be in your own backyard or just around the corner. And I'll bet their place might turn out to be that one certain destination you keep meaning to check out. So I'm here to remind you, put it on your list. Together we'll meet shop owners and small business owners, curators, designers, and artists, chefs, farmers, and culinary experts, and other creative entrepreneurs. We'll hear their own personal stories, learn about their unique offerings, and hit them up for their own local recommendations. Thanks for listening. Today I'm in Hudson to meet with Lisa Durfee, owner of Five and Diamond Vintage, arguably the best vintage clothing store around. She's been located on the corner of 5th Street and Columbia since 2003. Her shop carries items from the 1920s up to the 1980s, everything from cocktail dresses to jackets, accessories, hats, jewelry, shoes, gloves, bow ties, and paintings. She also...
The paintings are for sale.
They aren't for sale. No. They're fun to look at.
Well, anybody is welcome to make an offer.
There you go. She also installs the most creative and fun window displays, mixing clothes with objects and graphic design. So to start, Lisa, what's your background in design and how did you end up in Hudson?
I have no background in design. I was an art major in college, and I have been stalking thrift shops since I was a teenager. And when you do that, you wind up with a lot of stuff. And when I moved up here, it became so much easier to go to auctions and flea markets and yard sales. And I did have a store with a partner in Tivoli back in the 90s that was vintage clothing, but also everything, a little bit of everything. So anything and everything went.
Do you think of yourself more as a collector or more like a scavenger?
Both. And even a saver, which is, you know, even worse. You find yourself collecting things that you think will be good for a project someday. You know, like red mesh bags that fruit comes in that you hate to throw away.
Just in case.
Yeah. And like you think you're going to make a Halloween costume out of it someday or something like that.
Has there ever been anything that you've parted with and that you've sold that you wish you hadn't?
Oh, wow, that's a good question. I do have a lot of stuff that I've squirreled away that I think, okay, now as I'm getting closer to my retirement, I will let go of things. I'm starting to let go of things better than I used to. But I can't say I've ever...
Had regrets.
Any big regrets about letting go of something. Maybe letting go of something too cheap, like I didn't know the true value of it or something. I mean, that's, you know, this business is crazy that way. You can find out that things, you know, all of a sudden I can have like a pair of cowboy boots or something. Like cowboy boots are coming back. Like I thought they were finally kind of dead forever. But then I noticed that people are looking at all the cowboy boots. And I've noticed that, oh, people are wearing cowboy boots again. And certain things have their moments and they become really hot. And I'm not aware of it because I'm not really interested in fashion and glamour and designers or anything like that. I'm just kind of interested in old clothes, stories behind them and pattern and colors.
And I see you have a sewing machine here. So I'm assuming you actually are able to fix things and mend things that come in.
I have to do a lot of mending of things, of old clothing.
Self-taught.
Yeah, I've been sewing since when I was probably 10 or 12 years old. And I grew up in a family of sewers and knitters. So I do a lot of repairs.
So you haven't given up too much of your secrets about how you find your stuff, but I'm guessing that people actually bring things in too.
They bring things in. Sometimes I'll consign things. If I can't agree on a price to purchase things or I don't really want to lay out the money, I do it all. There's no secret places to find vintage clothing. You just have to always have your feelers out wherever you go.
And what do you define as vintage? Is it different depending on a person's point of view? What's your point of view?
Well, I'm still stuck in like the 20 and 30 years ago where vintage clothing was from the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and even earlier. But now, of course, I get young people in here that, you know, 2000 is vintage to them. They weren't born yet. Or the 90s and the 80s, of course. And so I like to kind of keep it from the 80s and previous, because that's kind of still my idea of what vintage is. But yeah, vintage is getting a lot newer all the time.
That's so interesting.
Some people think that, I mean, you wouldn't believe what people bring me, calling and they call it vintage
10 years
clothing.
Ago, something from?
Yeah, something with like, you know, a Chico's label on it. And, you know, and all this stuff with Made in China labels. And unless it was made in China in the 60s and it's like a beautiful cashmere sweater with beading or a dress or something, it doesn't make the cut. No.
O5 and diamond.
Yeah, the fast fashion, I mean, you know that clothing and textiles are now the second biggest polluter on the planet.
Really?
Yes.
In terms of their manufacturing, and then it's like dumping?
Yeah, and the attention span of the consumer now is just, it's dreadful. So the earth is getting really clogged up with really cheaply made clothing.
And then do you find the vintage pieces that you have are just so far superior in terms of their quality of how they're made? There must be a reason they've lasted this long.
They are. A lot of stuff is homemade. Well, I'd say they were probably made with better materials, with more attention to detail, yeah. There were dress shops everywhere around, you know. There were dress shops here in Hudson.
I would be remiss not to mention a project that you've been sharing on your Instagram, which is renovating a dollhouse. Do you want to talk about that? I think that project is so incredible and so inspiring. And it must be so fun for you.
Well, yeah, it's my winter hobby. When I first moved up here in 93, I found a crappy little dollhouse at a yard sale in Millerton that only had two rooms, and it kept me really busy for a winter. And then I got into the miniature world. And back then I was kind of more in the miniature world. Now I'm really only interested in old things, handmade things, doing things myself, restoring old houses. So now I've got like lots of houses and lots of room boxes. And this most recent one is an enormous house. It's 90 years old. It was given to me by this woman who needed to get it out of her life because it's kind of an albatross of a house, but it's beautiful.
And was it her dollhouse growing up?
It was hers, and it was her mother's. Her grandfather built it. And she's come to visit. She brought her niece to come visit it while I was working on it. And just within the last 2 weeks, I got it moved from my little workshop into my living room, where there's already two antique dollhouses. And I do occasionally, a few times I have put them out on display, either out on Warren Street or in my own windows at Christmas time.
I think my favorite detail watching that develop on your Instagram account is the wallpaper, the stenciled wallpaper.
Yeah, I have a minor obsession with wallpaper. In fact, I have been harvesting it out of dumpsters and houses around Hudson pretty much since I moved here. And we even had a wallpaper exhibit at the Opera House in 2006.
Were you involved with that?
Yeah. I was, me and Michael Levinson, who works at the Saratoga Museum, and Amanda Depew, who was living here in Hudson, and she was a wallpaper maker.
Really?
And so we had a little historic show with all these wallpaper scraps that I had been collecting. And I still have. I don't know who I'm going to will them to, who would ever want them, but I do have this amazing archive of antique wallpaper that's come out of many, many Hudson buildings.
That's amazing.
And I actually used some wallpaper in this dollhouse that I had taken out of a dumpster.
Wow.
Yeah, that was challenging. And that's all on the Instagram, too.
Yes. I can see the parallels between renovating an old dollhouse and your store.
Yeah.
And sort of the mining for details and materials and just really good stuff. And also living here in Hudson, there's just an enormous amount of amazing architecture and old buildings.
When I moved here, you could kind of wander into abandoned buildings and poke around and stuff. Not as much anymore.
Hello. Hello! Well, since you have a customer, I'm going to say goodbye and let you get back to work.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks for tuning in to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. If you're interested in checking out an ongoing list of local recommendations, or if you have recommendations of your own to share, go to my Instagram at Roundtop Recommends, or visit the Wave Farm website at wavefarm.org for the Hudson Valley Word of Mouth segment archives and how to reach me. Talk to you next time.